Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. Man, am I excited about our next guest who's in studio with me today. You know her from VH1, Love and Hip Hop. But man, I've done some research on her and you're going to be so surprised about her heart. It's Carly Red. How are you, Carly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to have you. Thanks for coming by.
No, thanks for having me. I walked in the studio and I just felt like, whoa, oh my gosh. Okay, let me sit down. And I don't know, for some reason I got relaxed.
Good. I'm glad about that. Now, I know people may know you from Love and Hip Hop, but God, you've been dancing. You have professional dancing behind you. Mm-hmm. Talk about your beginnings. Talk about some of your background, because this is not everything that you are.
No, it's not. It's a crazy situation, but it's a good situation. I've been blessed. So I started, my mom, coming back from Trinidad, she put me in commercials, movies, and all sorts of things. I did a Fruit Roll-Ups commercial that ran, and you know, which mm-hmm. helped my school, you know, get paid.
Yeah.
And then I was going to, I don't know, my mom, she was one of those mothers, is like, okay, on Saturday you have dance, Sunday you're doing violin, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you do, you know.
So was, very cultured, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, very cultured. And being in New York, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of culture there. On the East Coast, there's a lot of culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I danced with Harlem School of the Arts in Avenale and did a little tour with them. And then I went to film school and got my degree in film production and directing and all that sorts of things. So then I went along to do my music, started my career under my management. They put me in a studio, and that went really well. And I have so many records under my belt, which mm-hmm. I can't wait for the world to hear.
Yay.
Then I started working with
VH1.
Mm-hmm. I did Scream Queens.
It was like, yeah,
10
yeah.
actresses competing mm-hmm. for like the role of Saw. Then I did Beverly Hills Fab after that, and now I'm loving hip hop.
Have you always wanted to do entertainment? It looks like you have.
Yes.
Look at the background.
I built my foundation mm-hmm. around entertainment, even school.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you put your mind to, you can do.
To me, and this is just me, you're a little different than the rest of the girls on Love and Hip Hop, because most of them are connected to men some kind of way of, but you kind of hold your own because you come to Love and Hip Hop because of you being associated with your label. Is that right? Because it seemed like most of them are like girlfriends of a rapper
right.
or something right. like that.
And I hold my own as far as
right.
being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came on the show when Mona interviewed me and we were talking. I wanted to become an artist. And that buzz from the show was definitely a platform for my music.
Okay.
And my whole thing is I just keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just keep it real. May not like it.
Right. But you tell the truth.
I tell the truth. I don't know. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In life, you have to choose between telling the truth or telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those sacrifices may be your career.
Mm.
Some of those sacrifices may be losing your man,
mm.
money. So all sort of things. But it's either the truth or a lie.
I love it. Now, my friend, Pastor C.J. Blair, is one of your spiritual advisors.
Absolutely.
So talk about...
I was
about
trying to get him on the show. I really was.
He would be great on the show.
I really was. I was like, you got to come on the show and talk to him. Oh, gosh.
Talk about your relationship with him, first off, and also talk about how faith intertwines with what you do in entertainment.
If I talk about my relationship, how I met Pastor Blair, I'm going to start crying. No, really, I am.
He has that kind of impact.
I was crying when I first talked to him. And if I go back to that moment, I'm going to start crying. So I'm just going to briefly, you know,
okay.
go through it. For some reason, someone had actually the partner in my hair. I have a hairline called Red Remy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, Indian Red Remy hair for anyone who wants to wear weave. And I was going through something on the show. The show can be a lot of drama. Sometimes you got your highs, you got your lows. It's crazy. And whatever I was going through, my partner was like, I need you to talk to somebody. I need you to talk to somebody. And he came on the phone, Pastor Blair came on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and we spoke. And I was literally like, you know exactly what I'm going through. Oh, gosh. Yup, yup. And we kept, yup, yup. You know, I sounded like a hype man on the phone. But that's how I met him. And, you know, I was trying to get him on the show because I think that he would definitely have been a good situation for what I was going through at the time. But
mm-hmm. I love it. And he does have that kind of impact where, mm-hmm. you know, God has gifted him to kind of look into more than what the surface is.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what he said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So even when it comes down, I know people think you're a tattletale and all that, but I just believe you tell the truth. And so, we talked about that. And so talk about where you're going from here, what your future looks like, or how you would like to see it look.
Well, on the show, Carly Red goes through this whole transition between love and hip hop. It's like, I have to choose love or hip hop, you know? Mm-hmm. And the show is my real life. And same thing in my real life. I have to choose between love or hip-hop. Mm-hmm. It's like, why can't you have both?
Right.
Huh? Why can't you have love and hip-hop? Love and music. Why not? But what I'm doing right now, I'm releasing my single called Girl Has Needs.
Okay.
I'm releasing another single called LPG, Louis Prada Gucci. And doing my hairline, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. have a watch line,
yeah.
and I have a lip gloss line, and I'm just really doing a lot of deals and platforming myself to making my brand.
Good.
I've had these lines, I didn't have the hairline, but I had my lip gloss line before the show, and I had my watch line before the show. Mm. It's just using the show to
as
brand
a platform,
me as a
yeah.
platform mm-hmm. for my music mm-hmm. and which that's a smart thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm in your corner. I got you. We're going to be covering you in prayer and all of that
it.
So that you can stand firm.
You have no idea.
And you'll be surprised how God's going to use you even in the platform that
He already has used
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
You have no idea. Meeting Pastor Blair was just amazing. Oh, my goodness. Because when you're doing these shows, you need someone to guide you spiritually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing because
mm-hmm.
you're just all over the place. You're just running, and you just need someone to guide you spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So God has blessed me already.
I love it. Thank you for stopping by, Carly Reds
thank
of VH1's
you.
Love and Hip Hop. We appreciate you, hon.
Well, thank you for having me.